This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. anti-missile defenses intercepted as many as five rockets fired at Kabul, Afghanistan's airport early on Monday. That's according to a U.S. official speaking to Reuters on condition of anonymity. Afghan media said the attack was launched from the back of a vehicle. The Pashwak news agency said several rockets struck different parts of the Afghan capital. The attack followed a huge Islamic State suicide bombing outside the airport gates on Thursday that killed scores of Afghans and 13 U.S. troops, as well as another reported attempted bombing on Sunday. The U.S. military also investigating reports of civilian casualties after it conducted an airstrike Sunday that it said eliminated an imminent ISIS-K threat to Hamad Karzai International Airport. U.S. Central Command spokesperson Captain Bill Urban said the results of the airstrike were still being assessed and that secondary explosions may have caused additional casualties. He also said, "We would be deeply saddened by any potential loss of innocent life." According to reporting in the New York Times, the drone strike or the secondary explosions killed as many as nine civilians, among them children. The White House said evacuation efforts at the Kabul airport continue uninterrupted after Monday's rocket attack. A statement early Monday said 1,200 people had been evacuated during the previous 24 hours. About 122,000 total people have been evacuated since the end of July. We continue to follow the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Ida is now a tropical storm after spending 16 hours as a hurricane over the southern U.S. states of Louisiana and Mississippi. Residents now waiting for daybreak for rescues from flooded areas to begin and damage to be assessed. Power remains out for the entire U.S. city of New Orleans, taking down the backup system for the city's pumps. Ida's storm surge pushed so much water into the mouth of the Mississippi that it reversed the flow of the mighty river. The hurricane made landfall exactly 16 years to the day after Hurricane Katrina ravaged Louisiana and Mississippi. Its 150-mile-per-hour winds tied it for the fifth strongest hurricane to ever hit the mainland. U.S. fire officials have ordered more evacuations around the Tahoe Basin as crews deal with a two-week-old blaze. Officials say Sunday evening the fire was more aggressive than anticipated as it continues toward the edge of Lake Tahoe. People throughout an area known as Desolation Wilderness were ordered to leave while others were facing warnings. Cal Fire Division Chief Eric Schwab said the Caldor fire has been growing by about a half mile each day for the last few days, but on Sunday, it expanded by 2.5 miles. More than 600 structures have been destroyed, and at least 18,000 more were under threat. Internet services in South Sudan were disrupted on Monday and security forces were deployed on the streets. Streets which were quieter than usual as residents sheltered inside after activists had called for protests against President Salva Kiir's government. With Kiir scheduled to address lawmakers at Parliament's opening session on Monday morning, a coalition of activist groups reiterated their call on Sunday for public rallies demanding he resign. However, there was no sign early on Monday of major street gatherings in the capital, Juba. The activists accused Kiir's government of corruption and failing to protect the population or provide basic services. Kiir's government has repeatedly denied allegations from rights and advocacy groups of abuses and corruption. Three prisoners at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center face a possible first day in court. They've been held for 18 years in connection with the deadly 2002 Bali nightclub bombings and other plots in Southeast Asia. The Indonesian prisoner Ensep Nurjaman, also known as Hambali, and two Malaysians are to be arraigned Monday before a military commission. The charges include murder, conspiracy, and terrorism. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.